Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well. This morning we'll continue with our series, Keep the Faith, which Dave started last week. And I'll be reading on the same passage as well, 2 Timothy, verse 8 to 18. That's it. This is Paul talking to Timothy. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, honor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus, before the ages began, and which has now manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. And verse 15, it says, you are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are, these names. I'll try. Don't judge me. Phygellus and Harmonius. Yeah? Amogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, like a dinosaur. For he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day, and you will know all the service he rendered at Ephesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we pray that you speak through to us through your word. May you use me as an instrument, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So, my title this morning is Keep Going, Don't Give Up. Keep going. I feel like I didn't plan for that title. Originally, I had another title in mind, but this morning, when I was praying, that came up into my spirit. I think the Lord was talking to someone this morning, want to say to someone, don't give up. I don't know what you're going through, but the Lord is saying to you, do not give up. He has plan and purposes for you, and he wants to use you, so don't give up. Don't give up. Keep going. I'll share a little bit of my testimony and my journey in the Christian life. On the 2nd of February 2002, I arrived in London at the age of 13, almost 14, because in July I was turning 14, so I'd say 13-ish and a half, something like that, almost there. So I grew up in a Christian home. My parents believe in God, but I was intrigued with God, being a Christian, and all that. But I never knew who Christ was until I arrived to London. And I remember I had an auntie who was a Muslim, and she used to tell me, you know, she was in between Christianity and Islam. She'd be like, yeah, it's fine. You can pray to any, to both of them, to all the gods. It's only one God. It doesn't matter. So I kind of started also reading the Quran, but I wasn't interested so much. I started reading the Bible. It didn't make any sense to me. Until I arrived in London, my uncle Dennis, he was one of the leaders in the church we used to go. So he started telling me about the Bible. He started teaching me what it meant. All the questions I had, I'll go to him and ask him, what does this mean? And he will explain to me. And then he will take me with him to preach to other people. We went one day to Forest Hill. There was a refugee place in Forest Hill. People were staying there. So we went there, and then he started preaching to the people there. There were a mixture. And then we realized there was a lot of Congolese guys there as well. So, oh, wow, this is amazing. So every Thursday, I think, we used to go there, and he would preach to them. People would get saved. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Why are they understanding what I'm not understanding? And one day, going there, I gave my life to Christ. So from there, I started a journey. I got baptized, and then till today, you see me here. And most of these people he preached to, they became ministers. They have churches around the UK. So because of obedience of one person, today I can stand in front of you and preach. So I thank God for his life, because he was not ashamed of the gospel. He wanted to preach it to every single person he met. So my first point is, do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here we see Paul is reminding Timothy in verse 8, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. Honor his prisoner, but share in suffering, for the gospel is by the power of God. Being a Christian is a lifestyle, and this lifestyle is to represent Jesus Christ wherever you are. As a believer, we have to be bold to preach the gospel, not just like I'm doing now, but speak to your friends, family, those who have not known yet Jesus Christ. We have the responsibility to tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we cannot be ashamed when trials and tribulation occurs. We have to stand firm and show that. Tell the people that it's good news. Being a believer is a good news. What Jesus has done for us is good news, and we have to share that. What is stopping us from sharing the gospel of Jesus? Do your neighbors know that Jesus Christ gives life? The only way to God is through him, like Amy said earlier. We have to preach the gospel to every person. Our life should represent who Jesus is. We shouldn't be shy or, you know, ashamed because of the gospel. It doesn't matter if people make a mockery of us, but we have to preach the gospel. And the gospel has to continue, because it's the power of God to those who believe. We must hold on tight to the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. In suffering, we must still keep going and not give up. Sometimes it's difficult, because you're thinking how people respond to what I'm sharing with them about Jesus. That is not up to you. Your job is to tell the people, and God does the work I am the truth and the life. No one comes to me. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Like we heard it earlier. So we have to tell the people that the only way to God is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. People might say, yes, we serve the same God. God is one, but which God are you talking about? There are some people who believe in statues, some people who believe in all sorts, but they'll say that we serve the same God. At work, I used to have this challenge because most of the KP I used to work with, they were all Muslim, and I had Hindus, I had all sorts of religion working with us. But when it comes to God, I made sure that they understood that there's only one God. And if we disagree, I'll say, okay, it means we serve different gods. But I know there's only one true God. And no one comes to him but through Jesus Christ. And we have to stand for that. We have to be firm when it comes to that. That's the true gospel. And we sometimes will suffer for that. Because people will think, oh, what do you think? You know, there will be persecution, but we have to stand for the gospel. We have to stand for the truth. Amen. Thank you, Amy. And Paul is reminding Timothy that preach the gospel, be courageous. It doesn't matter if there's opposition comes through, you know, false teaching, but you preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ, what you have learned from me. And Jesus said this in the book of Mark 8. For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with holy angels. So it is important not to be ashamed of the gospel. It is important to stand for our faith and to preach it to all the nations. You have the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's not just for some people, but all of us who believe, we have the testimony of Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:10-13. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That is good news. And we have to share this good news to the world. We are not to be ashamed of this. We have to proclaim it. Speak Jesus everywhere you go. If you feel like, okay, who am I going to talk to before you leave your house in the morning? Pray, God, give me an opportunity today. I want to share your message. I don't want to be one of those who are ashamed of the gospel. I want to preach it. I want to speak to someone. I want to talk to my neighbor, the one I don't like. Okay. I want to speak to him. My friend at work, my boss, does he know Jesus? If Christ returns today, will he go to heaven? This is the kind of question we should ask ourselves. And be courageous and speak about him. Amen? And Paul says in Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel." He repeated this in a lot of passages, that he's not ashamed of the gospel. "For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." This is what the Lord is saying. Do not be ashamed of his gospel. And maybe you've been preaching for a long time and you feel like, "Oh, I've done my part." This morning, I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Keep going. Keep going until that day he returns or take you home. Keep going. Proclaim his gospel. And then this will lead us to our second point. The call of God. God is calling all of us. In verse 9, this is Paul saying, "Who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began." So God is calling us. Once you are saved, you are also called. And God is calling you, not because of your own works, but his own purpose. And his purpose is to build his kingdom. Not our kingdom, but his kingdom. And he's calling you today. He's calling me today to remind me why he has called us. He didn't call us just to sit every Sunday in church, to sit still, but to serve. He called us to serve one another, to serve our community, to serve the body of Christ by proclaiming the gospel, by doing things, by standing for the truth. It's not to be a pastor, then you think you're called. No. Every single believer, once you believe in Jesus Christ, you're called. You're called to serve some way. One way or another, you're called to serve. According to his purpose, what he wants you to do. So if you're not sure, go on your knees, pray, "Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I serve your body? How can I serve your kingdom? How? Tell me." And some of you, some of us, God has already told you, has already spoken to you. You have prophetic words that God is calling you to serve in an area, but you keep pushing it away. "I'm not good enough. This is not for me. I am shy. I cannot speak. My English is not good." No, God is calling you. Because he has called you, he will give you that ability to also do his work through the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit living within you. God will give you that ability and strength to keep going, to push forward. Whenever you feel like, "Oh yes, this is too much," remember, the Holy Spirit is there. He's there. You can speak to him. He'll comfort you. He'll strengthen you. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you power. So there are no excuses. There are no excuses. God is calling every single person, every single believer. It doesn't matter if you're young or old, God is calling you for his own purposes. And one day Jesus Christ will return and say, "Come, faithful servant." So if God is speaking to you today about your calling, pray into that. Ask other people to pray with you, to lay hand on you, to fan that flame, which we heard last week, your gift into flames, so that you can serve the church, you can serve God. It's not easy, but we have to be obedient to the call of God. I was one of them as well. I was running from it. Until one day Dave came to me and was like, actually, no, before that, I went to Hope Church. I was sitting way at the back. I didn't want to sit in front because I was shy. And someone came to me and said, look, mate, you're not supposed to be sitting at the back. God has called you. You need to go out there and lead. I was like, no way. I cannot do that. What are you talking about? And then after a few years later, I'm here, Dave came in, and then it's like, TJ, should we meet for a coffee? Do you want to preach one day? I'm like, what? How am I going to do that? I've never done that before in my life. I was, you know, running away from it. But God always catch up with you. Amen? And here I am today. And God is also calling us. And our next point, suffering for the gospel. It's very difficult to speak about suffering, but as Christians, we'll face that. We'll face time of suffering because of what you believe, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll face that period. We can't shy away from that. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. Peter, 1 Peter 4, verse 16. It's not because you become a Christian, that's it. Life is hunky-dory. No. There will be times you'll suffer because of your faith. There will be times when you'll be rejected because of your faith. There will be time when friendship will be broken because of your faith. People will leave you because of your faith. But don't give up. You have Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit with you. This suffering is just temporary. We have all eternity to live with our God in glory. So, suffering should not stop us from proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul was reminding Timothy that, although my suffering, but I'm not ashamed, and I'll keep going. And you have to do the same, Timothy. Keep going. Even in suffering, keep going. Because of the call which you have. Verse 11. For which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and a teacher. And 12 says, which is why I suffer as I do, but I'm not ashamed. For I know I have believed whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. God is able. God is able to guard. Do you know who you believe in? He's the King of glory, the creator of the universe. That's your Father, the eternal God. From everlasting to everlasting, he's God. He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has all the power. And this is your God. This is your Father. He is able to guide you, guard and what has been entrusted to you. But remain focused. and follow the teachings which you have heard. So it's important when we come to church, we hear the teachings, we keep them, and we practice them. And in verse 13, he's saying, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit, verse 14, who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. So the word of God is also important as we grow as Christians. We need to spend time in the word. We need to spend time listening to what we've been preached before. And sometimes this helps because when you go out or someone asks you a question about your faith, you can actually confidently say, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit is there. He will remind you of a specific teaching you heard before, a verse you read. He will remind you and it will be useful in that time. When things are complicated, when you feel like you cannot go any longer, remember the Holy Spirit is there. Remember Christ is with you. He is the Emmanuel, God with us. The work we do, the preaching, is not by power or our own intellect or skills or whatever, but it's by His Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do all things. And Paul had to remind Timothy that, yes, there will be suffering, there will be all this sort, there will be persecution, but keep on going. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. And like I said before, there will be people who are turning away from you. Like Paul experienced this in verse 15, he was saying, you are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me. Yes, people can turn away from you because you're holding fast to the truth. When people arise with false teaching, you can say, no. This is what the word says. This is what God says, and we'll stand for that. Paul was reminding Timothy that there will be oppositions, but keep going. Have faith. Have courage. It's good to suffer for the gospel. So, don't be afraid. God is with you. Don't be afraid. God is with you. Like I said before, it's only for a time and season this will happen, this suffering. But God is faithful. God is faithful. He's with you always. And He'll give you victory after victory. Things you think you could not handle, He will make it possible. He will give you that sense of peace that the world cannot give. Amen. Verse 16, it says this. May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. Why do I do this to myself? Onesiphorus. For often he refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. It's also good to remember our brothers and sisters who are suffering, who have been persecuted, who are in chains. We can meet here every Sunday, no issues. But there are people around the world, they can't because of persecution, because they won't let them. But we have that opportunity God is giving us. So we have to be grateful and take this opportunity to spread the gospel and to teach it to all people. But we also have to remember those who are persecuted. We have to remember those who are suffering because of Christ. There are many practical ways of doing that. Donation through Release International. There's so many organizations you can do this and help the persecuted church, Christians. But even by your prayer, you can pray. Take time and say, today I will just fast and pray for a country, someone you know who's in trouble, who's persecuted because of the testimony of Jesus. Your gift and support can reach people and help them to continue proclaiming the gospel in these areas. So there are many practical ways to do this, but we have to remember. And you can see Paul was happy because someone was actually looking for him, you know, when he was in chains. Like it says in verse 17, but when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy. How amazing that. We have to be those kind of Christians, not just on Sundays, but everywhere we go, at all time. And remembering the poor, remembering those who are suffering for the gospel, it's very important. This will encourage them to know that someone is praying for me. Someone is, you know, has given us a gift so we can buy Bibles. You know, that will encourage, and God will bless you. This is it for this morning. But yes, remember, keep going. Don't give up. Keep going. Whatever you're doing, preaching the gospel, whatever you're doing about the kingdom, keep doing it. Do it well, because you're doing it for Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We pray that you will help us and guide us in our journey, in our day-to-day life, that we'll be able to be people who are not ashamed of the gospel, but to preach it and to tell the world about Jesus Christ. We want to speak Jesus in our families, in our communities, wherever we go, Father. May you give us that grace. And may you give us opportunities as well, Father, as we go on our day-to-day lives, Father, to meet with people who have questions about Jesus Christ. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.